Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this story of the day. Today is a very short story from the Gemara, and I will tell you also Bli Neder, a story from Chumash, and a second story from Chumash. All of these stories are about tzaddikim giving brachas. In the Gemara, in Gemara Brachas, that hay on base, there's a story about a tzaddik who visited a friend who was sick. The tzaddik asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" Basically. And the friend said, "Yes." In that case, the tzaddik said, "Give me your hand." He took his hand and he stood up, and the disease was gone. So we see that the tzaddik was able to give blessing to his friend just by taking his hand and helping him stand up. Then we have another story in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov was going to bless his grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh, before he was going to pass away. But instead of just saying a bracha, he put his hands on the two boys. He put the right hand on one and the left hand on the other. And in fact, Yosef, his son, thought he was making a mistake and he wanted to switch. But either way, it's very clear that through putting his hands on the boys, especially through a certain hand on a certain boy, a bracha came to them. And finally, a story about Moshe and Yeshua, that before Moshe passed away, Hashem told him to put his hand on Yeshua in order to give him a type of ability to lead the Jewish people. And we are told that Yeshua was filled with the spirit of chokhmah, of wisdom, because Moshe had put his hands, not just one hand, but both hands on him. And you may see this type of idea also when you go to Shul on Yom Tov, or if you go to Sephardic Shul, you may see this more often than just Yom Tov. Maybe you'll see it even every day, that the Kohanim lift their hands when they say the bracha, that the bracha of the Kohanim comes through their hands, and in fact, when their fingers are a certain way. So these are a few stories about the idea of brachas coming through our hands, and especially the hands of a tzaddik. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day. Have a wonderful day.